Hello and welcome to Storage Radio. I'm John Hilliard, sitting in for Executive Editor Ellen O'Brien with our Storage Media Group. I'm here in studio with Assistant Editor Fran Sales, who will walk us through some of the top headlines for the week. But first up, I'll be talking about Dell's cloud strategy with our Washington, D.C.-based Senior News Director, Dave Raffo. How's it going today, Dave?
Very good, John. Good to talk to you.
You too. Well, first up, just jumping into this thing, we've recently covered Dell's storage forum here in Boston, and there's a lot of talk about Dell's moves in the storage and backup spaces, but there's not been a lot of the talk, at least not officially from Dell, about their cloud strategy. And I wanted to kind of touch base with you regarding Ellen's recent story on this. She quotes an analyst who said he was pleasantly surprised that he didn't hear the word cloud around the conference. Does that mean that vendors are reining in their PR speak, or is simply that Dell doesn't know yet what it wants to do with the cloud?
I think it's, well, I don't think vendors in general are reining in their PR speak for cloud. I think, you know, that's why maybe it was a pleasant surprise that Dell didn't talk too much about it, because, you know, everybody else is probably overdoing it, and, you know, Dell didn't, as Ellen pointed out in the story, didn't have any, you know, blue puffy chairs or, you know, any cloud logos like EMC and others do. So, you know, I think Dell kind of played it up their straight technology and didn't try to, you know, make it sound like they were trying to retrofit everything into a cloud solution.
Does the fact that Dell has a murky cloud backup strategy suggest they don't really see a potential for cloud adoption as many other vendors?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, it wasn't that long ago where Dell, when people first started talking about cloud, I believe it was 2008, Dell actually tried to copyright the term cloud computing. So, you know, you can't say that Dell isn't interested in the cloud or doesn't care about it, but a lot of times what vendors talk about does come from what they hear from their customers and potential customers. So it tells me that they're probably not getting a whole lot of requests and don't see any urgent need for a cloud strategy. Now, they do have some products they will sell to cloud providers, but it doesn't look like they're in a hurry to set up their own storage cloud.
One 900-pound gorilla in the room is Amazon and their cloud infrastructure they're talking about. One analyst in Ellen's story mentioned that if Dell gets in, they could define cloud enterprise class services. Do you think that's realistic, especially since, as we've been talking about, they really haven't defined what their strategies are regarding the cloud?
Well, I think, you know, in that case, you know, and the analyst was talking about the, you know, from a potential standpoint, you know, the Dell has the potential because they have object storage in their DX product, which is, you know, they resell Coringo object storage software. You know, they have the other pieces of the data center, the storage, the networking, you know, some backup stuff. So if they wanted to, if Dell wanted to, you know, become, you know, like an enterprise version of Amazon S3, you know, it has all of the components. It's a question of their will, does Dell really want to do that? I mean, Amazon has, you know, an awful lot of people using the Amazon cloud, but what, you know, the Amazon S3 is not a real enterprise offering. So it's more of a, you know, a lot of consumers, a lot of small businesses are using that cloud. So I think, you know, the potential is for Dell. And, you know, I wouldn't only say Dell, but this story was specifically about Dell, but probably any of the data center vendors, you know, IBM, HP could probably do the same thing. And I think the one that is trying the best to do it, being the loudest about it in the storage realm, is EMC. But EMC, you know, they don't have servers. They don't have their own networking stuff that they partner for that. So, you know, what the analyst was saying was Dell actually has enough pieces that it could do it if it wanted to. But, you know, it would be a great commitment of strategy and resources. And, you know, there doesn't seem to be any indication that Dell is moving forward in that direction.
So I guess it would be fair to say that it would be easiest for all involved if Dell could just give us a hint as to what their plans are regarding cloud at some point in the near future, huh?
Maybe. I guess, maybe they have to figure it out. They'll have to figure it out first.
All righty. Well, hey, Dave, thanks again. I appreciate your time.
All right, John. Good talking to you.
All right. That was Dave Raffo, our senior news director, talking about the cloud backup strategy. And next up is Fran Sales with the week's headlines. Take it away, Fran.
Thanks, John. We have a few more headlines from our news writers this week. First up, there's news that Varonis is readying an application called Data Anywhere, which works like cloud file sharing and syncing without the cloud. VP David Gibson says it's aiming the application as an on-premises alternative to other cloud file sharing services such as Dropbox. Read more on this story at searchstorage.com. And at the Storage Soup blog, we have some cloud news from Karingo and Panzura. First, Karingo is boosting its cloud storage efforts with three new software products: Elastic Content Protection, Cloud Scaler, and Indexer, which can be used separately or together to build private and public clouds. They're built in Castor object-based storage software. And next, startup NAS filer company Panzura just closed a $15 million Series C funding earlier this week, upping the total money it's raised since 2008 to $33 million. Panzura plans to use these funds mainly to expand sales and marketing. Check out the blog for more on those stories. And finally, some news from NetApp. It's bringing virtual storage appliances to American consumers with its Data ONTAP Edge for remote offices, a product which can support volumes of up to 20 petabytes. It's a branded version of a virtual appliance the company has sold outside of the U.S. For more on that, visit searchvirtualstorage.com. Now we'll turn it over to John for this week's top storage blog post. John?
Thanks a lot, Fran. I guess the title of this blog post could probably be Encrypt, 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 because it sounds like if you store important data on your USB drives, the folks at Sophos' Naked Security blog really recommend that you think twice about that. In a recent post, the blog reported they were able to recover 4,400 files from a few dozen USB drives that had been picked up during a public auction of a UK government agency. The drives had everything from worker data, personnel data, employment data, as well as malware on 2/3 of the drives. Now, they found that when they studied these things, that not only was the data unencrypted, that in many cases, data that had been deleted by the user could easily be restored. Now, they recommend, as a result of this blog post, the best way to secure data on a USB is, in fact, to just destroy the device rather than trying to delete it or anything like that. And that while you're using these devices to store data, that you should always encrypt that information. Don't even bother leaving it unencrypted, so that way if the device does fall into the wrong hands, that data at least won't be easily accessible.
Wow, that sucks. Thanks, John, for sharing that. All right, well, that wraps up the storage headlines for this week. For more, check out our site, searchstorage.com.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.